Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey guys, I'm Whitney Port and this is With Wit. A lot of you may know me from reality TV, and the reality is a lot's happened since The Hills. With Wit is dedicated to having real, raw, and occasionally ridiculous conversations with the people who have had a profound impact on me. Life-changing moments, life-changing people. Because on With Wit, very little is off limits. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Date Night. We're back together. Not that we were ever separated.
And we're dating. We're back together and we're dating.
We're dating now, you guys. We're not just married. We're dating. Timmy also told me last night, I said, "I love you" as you were going to sleep. And he was like, "I love you plus."
Yeah, but I don't talk like that. Maybe I did. Did I just talk like that? And you were like, "What does that mean?" It's better. It's love plus.
It first sounded like love light. And I was like,
"No,
what?"
I didn't say love light.
I know, but to me, it sounded like that.
No,
like plus sounds
no.
Like bonus,
it's
Jonas,
like Disney
extra.
Plus. It's like everything that they have.
Like, you're not my love. You're my love plus.
No,
I mean, love.
No, no. This speaks to you more than me now.
That's true. Should we get into it?
Let's get into it. We're sitting across from each other now.
I know.
Well,
it's
sitting
a real date.
We were sitting far away from each other last time. Yeah, this is more of a real date setup. We were going to come up with jingles for our segments. And I thought maybe we could come up with a jingle for date night. So you sing one and then I'll sing one.
Okay.
You just got to make it up.
Date night with Wit.
Nice.
Okay, your turn.
Date night with Wit and Tim. You know? Date night with Wit and Tim. Yeah.
Date night with Wit and Tim.
Okay, let's start by reviewing our goal that we set last week. Mine was around my birthday time, and it was like to have a nice birthday, which I, looking back, was kind of. Wasn't the best goal. I don't know. Let's not judge him. but I did. I had a nice birthday, right?
Yeah.
What did we do?
We had a really chill birthday for you. You don't expect much or really need much, but we...
Low maintenance.
Had dinner at home. We ordered all your yummy food. We had key lime pie for dessert. You got a lot of presents.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was just like a chill birthday with
42 fam. On a Tuesday.
Yeah, it was like, 42 on a Monday.
Even worse. Yeah. Let's move on.
My goal was to simplify things.
Simplification.
And I have really been doing that. I've been very good at prioritizing the tasks and things that I want to do and saying no to the things I don't want to do and not feeling guilty about it. I feel like it's just been really good for me to clear up my brain as to, like, within work, like the five things that I want to focus on and then the personal stuff, what I want to focus on, and really only pouring my energy into those two and not letting anything else take me away or, like, trying to start new things. Like, I'm not in a, like, let's
get a lot of irons in the fire. You're like, let's take care of the irons that are currently in there.
Exactly.
Well, what's on your mind? And then we can do like a what's on your mind jingle. I'll be like,
okay.
Tell me what's on your mind.
Something on my mind.
Yeah, it has like a rock vibe.
Something on...
No. Yeah, 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 yeah. No, there's no wrong answer. Yeah.
Something on my mind. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Down, down.
Oh, yeah.
Something on my mind.
All right, so that'll play. Okay. Great. We're professional people doing professional shit.
So what's on my mind right now is very fresh because it's a book that I'm reading, and it's something that is on my mind because I'm trying to take what I'm reading and actually really practice it, like, throughout the day and be really aware of it. And it's a little bit exhausting, but just to give you some context, the book is The Untethered Soul.
Okay.
By Michael A. Singer. And we were discussing it a little bit, but the first part is all about how we are not the voices in our head or all the things that we're thinking or the feelings that we're feeling. We are just the person who's seeing things, and then it's up to us, like, how to dissect it or how our environment affects us. And so I've been really trying to, like, monitor all my thoughts and be like, what is serving me? What is a negative thought? What is adding to my insecurity? What is adding to my social anxiety? Or why, you know, like, I'm really trying to be mindful of all of the thoughts floating around in my head.
Right.
And then this last part was all about how the more that you open yourself up to things, the more energy you will receive and the more energy you will have in life. Like, so much of our energy we think is due to the food that we eat and the sleep that we get. And while those things are true, so much of our energy also just comes from our social and emotional interactions and what's happening in the world around us. And so we just need to continually, like, stay open to the world outside of us and not close ourselves off. Because if we close ourselves off, then we are rejecting this energy that we can make within ourselves.
I love all that. Damn.
So that's on my mind right now because it just feels empowering. Sometimes you have to really think about it, like, objectively.
Got to think about your thoughts.
Yeah.
It's
exhausting, but we have to do it. And I think the more you do it, the more it just becomes second nature. I think it's probably exhausting right now, but mm-hmm. I think it's something that we can train our mind to do. And this is becoming more spiritual. And I'm also learning that too. Like, I was a very kind of naive and ignorant when it come to, like, the word spiritual. Like, I kind of strayed away from it and thought it coincided with, like, a religious thing, or I don't know. I just was like, I don't really feel like I'm a spiritual person. And then I'm learning that spiritual just means being in touch with this, like, inner you, with mm-hmm. your spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I am wanting to be a
Anyone
spiritual
who
person.
Is looking inward and trying to learn more about how they operate is a spiritual person by those definitions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you are. Love you.
I love you
Date
too.
Nights.
What's on your mind, honey?
I mean, what's on my mind is Israel and Palestine and what's going on there and, like,
of course.
Like, you know, my feelings about it, but I don't really want to talk about it.
I felt the same. That's why it's on the forefront of my mind too, but I was like,
And maybe we could talk about not it specifically, mm-hmm. But just how I'm dealing with it being on my mind at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, something awful happens and, like, you feel awful or sad or heartbroken or whatever, angry, and then you know, you gotta go pick up your son at school or mm-hmm. like get dinner ready or mm-hmm. go to your job. Like, you have to, like, put these
compartmentalized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is that right? Like, obviously it's good for your mental sanity, but, like, is that just us becoming numb to these problems and not being, like, engaged and like, interested and active participants in the world? And, like, where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of what's on my mind beyond the specifics of the issue,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm playing tennis. Like, should I be playing tennis? Like,
right.
There's, you know, kids dying.
Like, no.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that everybody has to take care of themselves and do what they can to relieve that emotional stress, because it is a major drain on your energy. But I do think that we should be spending time, like, learning, reading, watching, which you are doing.
Every day, yeah.
Every day, yeah. Which you are doing. You just can't do that nonstop
right.
and then feel guilty about taking 2 hours to go like move your body, you know?
No, I know.
As long
that's
as you're
right.
doing what you're what you can on the other side, like what you can to be engaged and help and you know?
Yeah. No, I know that's right. I just have been having some guilt about it.
I of course get that. But I think what can make you feel better is just knowing that you have to, you know, you have to show up for your family. You have to show up for Sunny. And that doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't mean just because you are existing in this way that you are not caring about them.
Right, right.
But I get it. I understand that feeling. I feel as a, like having a social platform, I've been active for the past week in posting news and organizations to help and whatnot, but I'm starting to think about filtering in things that I need to filter in work-related,
right,
you know?
Right.
And I'm like, is that completely insensitive? Like, all this is going on, and then I'm about to, like, try to sell you a sweater.
Right.
Like, it doesn't feel good. I feel weird, but, like...
Well, I think that there's a difference between how you feel about it, and if you really believe that, like, you know, you got to compartmentalize and life has to go on and stuff like that, that, like, you know you're not doing anything wrong. But if mm-hmm. you're, like, worried about what other people think about you and you're like, oh, my God, or, like, people are going to come for me because now I'm not doing enough of X, or, like, now I'm posting about something that's different, or, like, mm-hmm. people are going to come for me. Mm-hmm. And I think you just have to be like, fuck that. You
yeah.
know?
I think what I have to do, what I've decided is, like, I need to live my life. Like, my life can't stop, but I have to make sure that I'm continuing to support in whatever way I can.
Right.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So I feel like I'm someone who's always been pretty open about my mental health, especially here on this podcast. So it shouldn't really come as a surprise how big of a role therapy has played in my life. Therapy has helped me shift my perspective, helped me find the tools to cope through difficult times, and I truly believe every person would benefit from being in therapy. I also believe that the hardest part of going to therapy is the commitment to start. Seeking out a therapist when you don't know where to look can be super overwhelming. Talkspace is the number one online therapy platform and has made it easier and more affordable than ever to not only find the right therapist, but to then skip the weekly commute and have your virtual sessions from the comfort of your couch. Therapy can absolutely add up, and Talkspace offers a more affordable option that's in-network with most major insurers. The platform also lets you send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session. It's mental health care made truly easy. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/withwit. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/withwit to get $80 off your first month and show support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/withwit. Match with a licensed therapist today and get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/withwit. Hydration isn't only for people who are crazy athletes or run marathons. For me, hydration is all about giving my body what it needs to feel best and daily maintenance. I've always been a person who has to constantly remind myself to hydrate throughout the day. I've never been like a lover of water, and especially on days with back-to-back meetings or recordings or in my schedules just generally all over the place. Liquid IV sticks are so convenient to have in my purse or in my suitcase for a little pick-me-up wherever I am. And now their hydration multiplier comes in three delicious sugar-free flavors: white peach, green grape, and my personal favorite, lemon lime. I've been reaching for the lemon lime just because it has this tart, crisp flavor that's so refreshing. With just one stick, you hydrate two times faster than water alone, plus get eight essential vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. They're really good for any time of the day, first thing in the morning, before a workout, or when you hit the afternoon slump, you know, that 3 p.m. want to take a nap vibe. And it's obviously perfect to have after a night of binging a show or staying up too late or drinking a little bit too much. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WITHWIT at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WITHWIT at liquidiv.com.
Hi, I'm Pia Barangini, the creative director of LPA, an entrepreneur, a wife, and a dog mom based in Los Angeles. This is my new podcast, Everything is the Best, where we basically ask interesting people, how did you go from zero to yacht? I'm always curious how the hell people became successful, and I figured you would be too. Get on the internet with me. Let's laugh, let's cry, let's overshare, and let's get inspired to live our best lives. Check out new episodes every Wednesday. It's all for you, baby. Thanks for listening. Love you, mean it.
All right, well, let's get into the brain fart segment. Brain fart.
Brain fart. Brain.
Oh, I see.
Brain.
I see what you did.
Brain.
Oh, no, Lord. She spit everywhere.
Okay. Yeah. Did you have any good ones this week?
I didn't. I couldn't think of any traditional brain farts.
Mm-hmm. I thought of one for Sunny.
Ooh.
Sunny brain farted
hard
big time this week.
Brain farted everywhere.
He had a friend over and took Spike, our one-year-old turtle, out of its tortoise.
Come on, dog.
Our one-year-old tortoise.
That's like a member of our family.
Out of its habitat.
Yeah.
Put it on the wood floor in our house.
Who cares that the floor was wood?
And I'm just giving descriptive elements. And I'm so sorry to report, but it's gone.
Yeah, we don't know where he is. He could be hiding. You know, tortoises like to burrow and like get cozy. So he could be like in a closet somewhere. But, and I'm sorry to do this, but like, I blame you and Sunny.
Why me?
Because you don't always close the screen doors behind you.
Okay, that's fine, but I did not leave the turtle out.
It's a fucking tortoise.
I mean, tortoise.
Okay? Get it right. Don't ever disrespect Spike's memory.
I didn't leave the tortoise. I didn't leave
Sunny
Spike out.
Sunny took it out.
Yeah.
But that's why I'm always like, guys, we got to keep the doors closed.
Oh, because of the tortoise?
Yeah, I mean, and animals coming in, like
yeah.
The mice.
Yeah.
We had a mouse one time that ran across, like, scurried across the wood floor while we were watching TV. No, I was making a fun of you. Making a fun. So we didn't find it. We got an exterminator. He came. He killed it. He like brought it to us and he was like, I have been doing this for 30 years. I've never seen an animal that looks like this. He was like, it's half rat, half mouse.
It was.
We're like, well, great.
I think he took a picture and showed it to us.
Uh-huh. Anyway, yes, yeah, sad for Spike. Sad for Spike. So that was Sunny's brain fart. Yeah.
I had one today. I guess I was supposed to go in for a meeting and I ended up Zooming in.
Oh.
So that was bad.
But how was there even a link to Zoom?
A link to Zoom for the people in New York to Zoom in.
Oh. And you were supposed to be there.
Yeah. But that wasn't my fault. Someone told me I was Zooming in.
Oh, so maybe it was someone else's brain fart.
And then I also wore a hooded sweatshirt in 90-degree weather yesterday. Uh-huh. So that was a major brain fart.
Do a fart sound. You're too precious for words. All right, mine was getting super stoned before I went to the DMV and taking this picture here. Sorry for you listeners out there, but I got my license renewed. If you want to see what it looks like, you can check it out on YouTube. But basically, my face takes up the entire box. It's red.
It's very red.
My eyes are glazed over. I'm like looking at the floor.
His hair gets cut off. It's so high.
Yeah, you can't even fit all my hair in this fucking thing. And I got to deal with this for the next 10 years.
He's like looking at the floor.
That was a major brain fart. You want to just see for your own fun? How bad is that?
Pretty bad.
Oh, man.
I just saw a Sif Hader, another Dear Media podcaster,
We'll post
about how to take a good DMV picture.
Well, taking like three pen hits immediately before walking in the door probably wasn't the best idea. But you live and learn.
You live and learn.
And that brings us to the end of Brain Parts. All right. How you feeling about our child, Sunny?
Sunny. I'm feeling great about him. I love him so much.
Me too. I
feel like we always preface it with that. And I don't want to make it a moment where we just complain about Sunny in this time, but...
But if we were on a date, we would talk about him.
We would. And I would say that,
that
sometimes when he says he's listening, he's really not listening. And we need to be aware of that. And unfortunately, like, I don't know if this is right, and I'm probably going to have to ask someone, but I've been having him repeat what I've been saying back to me.
Yeah.
Because he'll either say he forgot when I say, did you hear me? Or what was that I said or whatever. And I just, I need him to, like, just saying, did you listen to me? And he says, yes, is not enough. Like, he's even learning that he can just say yes and still have not absorbed the information.
I got it.
So it's that, the listening, and then just a reminder for some of the chores, like taking his backpack out of his car, and he's doing really good at clearing his plate. He's definitely not keeping his room tidy, but just like some reminders for us both to be continually on him about that stuff.
Yeah, he's old enough to do some stuff now.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah. And those are just like the minimum. Like, I just want the backpack in the car, the clearing of plate, the keeping room tidy. Like,
keeping room tidy is going to be a tough one.
Tough, but I think he can handle it.
All right, let's fucking discipline
And it. Dressing himself in the morning, which I know is my fault.
It's all of our faults.
Yeah.
Well, at school, you were telling me they're getting ready to start testing him. Mm-hmm. And, like, I know schools are just doing the best they can because they got to, like, test a whole bunch. They got to find a test that works for, like, a whole bunch of kids. It just bugs me that, like, people, like, he's going to start... He's entering a period of his life where he's going to get judged by people who claim to be experts, and it's going to last for the next like 20 years. And I hated it.
He might
crush everything and who knows, but like, these are just the best tests that they have right now with which to figure out how kids are doing. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm sure they take a lot of other stuff into account that they didn't when I was taking these tests. And like, you know, I also crush these. Really well.
They do, and depending on their age, like, they will give them breaks or, you know, like, they monitor it, but they also don't tell them that they're tests. I mean, I'm sure as the kids get older, they start to become aware of what these things are. But at least right now, like, they're not even telling them that they're tests or prepping them at all. They're telling them it's just like a fun exercise that they get to do. And we're not even supposed to prep them for it. And we're definitely not supposed to go through the results with them.
Yeah.
So,
they're way more sensitive than they were back when we were filling in bubbles for multiple choice tests and everyone knew it meant a lot and everyone was freaking out and nervous. It's more just the whole institution of school, and like, these people who are doing the best they can with the information that they have are just like here to kind of like judge and place these children. And I just don't want Sunny to go through that, because success often is about someone finding like one thing that they love to do and they're good at doing it, and then success follows. Like, you don't have to be good at everything. In fact, you could be fucking miserable at most stuff and just be good at one thing. And that will make you successful. And like, I know that they're like going to be judging him. And like, I don't want him, anyone to judge him.
I know, but I think that that's why we chose this school, because they are able to see the where the students excel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then nurture them towards that and not put these kids in a box where they have to have these high test scores. Like, that's not the school that we chose. And
no,
we will never, we won't have that kind of mentality in our house about the test anxiety or the score anxiety. I mean, I guess obviously it comes to a point when there are grades and whatnot, and like, you can't escape it, but Sunny is starting to have an idea. I'm at least already starting to talk to him about success not being about like money or necessarily even what you do. It's about finding something that makes you happy. And I think the school has that mentality as well. But
okay. Well, they better.
I think it's also really good for them to track it. Like, there's no other way that they can know how the kids are actually doing without tracking it. And then they can pay more attention. You know, I know you know what, how, why.
I mean, I don't have like a better way to do it. I don't know what you're supposed to do with like a whole bunch of kids. But I just knew when I felt like no one was judging me to see how well I did in like these few subjects, that I felt more free to like find something I like to do and like then enjoy doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, I will impart that to Sunny. I know
yeah.
for sure, but I know the like difficulties and like self-doubt that can come with someone judging you in a area that you're not great at. But
right.
he might be great at everything. Who knows?
He might.
Who knows?
He might.
Who knows?
Like my book would say, like, no need to let our mind start trying to figure out all these what ifs when he hasn't even taken the test yet.
Right. No. Don't let your mouth write a check. Your
what
butt
it's
can't
just
cash.
A waste of energy, a waste of our valuable energy.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
All right, so I'm sure by now you've heard me talk about the new Curl Secret by Conair. If you know me, you probably know that I have a goal of getting my hair back to a healthier place. I bleached it, I tore it up, and now I've been really trying to be selective about the kinds of products I use on my hair, especially hot air tools. But, you know, sometimes you obviously need to change it up. You need to style it. I can't just let it naturally dry all the time. And I need some extra added texture or a little bit of more refinement. And I have to say that I have been so impressed by the new Curl Secret Auto Curler by Conair that comes with so many customizable settings. If you're looking for simple, effortless curls, put this auto curler on your list. It features three preset curl types, 5 temperature options, 3 curl directions, and a ceramic barrel to protect your hair. Curl Secret by Conair has reimagined what an auto curler can be with tangle-free tech that prevents frizzing and tangles and keeps your hair smooth and protected while styling. And you can play around by mixing up the temperatures, the direction, and curl types to change up your looks. I obviously get very bored with my hair, so it's fun to play around and change it up. It's so cool. Hair goes in, curl comes out, just like magic. Say goodbye to curl drama and hello to perfect, long-lasting curls at the push of a button. Shop Curl Secret by Conair, now available at all major retailers. All right, it's fall, which means it's football season, which means it's boot season. And if I'm going to a football tailgate or even just like a Sunday football gathering or watching football on the couch with my family, I am going to break out my Tecovas. Tecovas are the perfect cowboy boots. I got mine in Austin a few months ago, and I just feel like I'll have them forever. They're just classic. And ideal pairs of cowboy boots can be really hard to find. It kind of took me forever to find the ones that I've been visualizing forever. But Tecovas are beautiful, handcrafted Western boots for men and women made from premium bovine and exotic hides. Tecovas boots are made in Leon, Mexico, where the tradition goes back generations. So the boots I was talking about are the Midnight Black Ostrich boots in the style called the Jesse, which I always get compliments on. I wore them the other day with a baggy denim and a cute white tee, and it was so easy. I was like so surprised with how many people told me how cute I look. But there are dozens of styles on the site and so many colors to choose from. My favorite thing about Tecovas, though, is really their signature right out of the box comfort. No breaking in required. It takes an entire team of artisans over 200 steps to make a single boot by hand. And with direct-to-consumer pricing and free shipping and exchanges, you really get the quality you pay for because Tecovas customer service is always at your service. Whatever your unique style is, from overalls to vintage denim to floral to a slip dress to baggy jeans like me, a great pair of boots is sure to elevate any look. When comfort leads, confidence follows, and Tecovas delivers both right to your door. Visit tecovas.com, that's tecovas.com, and don't go gently all season long. All right.
Well, I need my palate cleansed with a pop culture palate cleanser, do do do,
like a club.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pop culture palate cleanser, do do do. Pop culture palate cleanser.
Pop culture palate cleanser.
Okay, one of those will have to work. All right, I have 3 nominees, and then
so do I.
We can talk about all of them or whichever ones you want. Or, you know, or you could be like, that's so boring, Tim. Why don't you just shut the
fuck up? Okay, you read yours first.
Okay, I got Will Smith. Have you know this guy? Have you heard of him?
Yeah, totally.
So his wife, Jada,
says they've never been married or whatever.
That they've been separated for 6 years, and he slapped Chris Rock while they weren't even together, even though I'm sure it's complicated. Anyway, that's one.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. I saw that.
Well, let
that
me go
too.
Through the 3 and then okay. You tell me which one you want to talk about if you want to talk about them all.
Okay. Or none.
Or none. Yeah, we don't even have to talk. We could just stare at each other and hum.
We could talk
for the
about
people
mine.
Who are listening. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. You almost forgot her name, the most famous person.
Well,
in the world.
Right. Because I, we'll get to it if you like it. And then the New York Housewives, because we watched an episode last night and I have opinions.
Okay. Let's talk about the Housewives if you have specific opinions.
Sure.
About them.
New York Housewives. So Jessel and Cy were, Jessel was trying to like commiserate with Cy and like talk about her, the pain of losing her uncle, who's also an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. And it was like apropos because Cy's mother was an alcoholic and she was like trying to connect with her, and like these women tried to say that like Jessel was saying that like the relationship is the same, which it's not, even though it's close. I mean, it's family.
Yeah.
Certainly close enough to like have a discussion.
Totally.
And I feel like they totally bullied her.
They did.
And I think Sai is maybe like playing it up for the show, but the real villain in my mind is Aaron, who stirred all this shit up.
She sets it up.
She sets it up and then was like snickering in the back, like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. Like, it's so embarrassing that they're fighting, but like, she literally set it up.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wanted to right that wrong here on this platform.
I know. I wonder how most people think, because I try not to dig into, if we haven't watched the episode, I try not to dig into my explore feed, like people's opinions about it.
Right, you don't want the spoilers.
Yeah, I don't want the spoilers, but I wonder if most people are on your side. I saw something that did say justice for Jessel.
Good. I hope they are. I mean, I feel like,
I think it's very clear, and I feel like we usually are very good at sussing that out. But yes, I agree. Either they're playing it up for the camera because they just need some sort of big fight before the finale, or they're being like really mean girls, and it's probably a mixture of both.
Yeah, I think they're being mean girls, and then they're like, and then maybe they're turning it up a little bit, but they're starting as mean girls.
I agree.
And I just want Jessel to know
that we're with you.
Yeah, we're with you.
Justice for Jessel.
Yeah, and I don't want to like make that kind of makes other the justice other things
seem
not as important.
Okay,
but Jessel, we're here for you. Are you watching? Can we send it to you?
We could send it to her. Why not?
Yeah, she'd be like, check it out.
We could DM it to her. This clip.
We see what's I and
we see
Aaron,
what's going on,
what they're doing. Yeah, we see it.
What do you think her husband's doing in Vietnam?
Getting the miles.
The miles and the banh mi.
Yeah, which is strange. Like, definitely worth joking around
but
about.
But I guess if it's a ticket for $900 and they can get, like, whatever amount of miles in return.
Yeah, I mean, it's strange. I wouldn't personally do that. But to turn that into a potentially he's cheating on his wife
is very dangerous.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah.
And, like, to do it all while laughing like it's a joke, but, like, everyone knows what you're doing. You're sowing these seeds of mistrust in a relationship. Is dirty business.
Dirty business, especially when she was really vulnerable about them not having sex and her just having twins. It was like, it was bad. Sassy from the start.
Yeah, sassy from the start, which is a great name for a podcast. That could be my own spinoff podcast called Sassy from the Start.
That
and all
so
I do is just comfort housewives I don't like. did you have a pop culture palate?
So I had three. Nothing that I need.
I feel cleansed.
Nothing that even that I needed to discuss, but that they're
nobody
just headlines.
Needs to discuss this.
Just headlines that were so outrageous that I'm like, how are these even headlines?
What world are we living in?
Okay. One is Kate Middleton mixes Zara with Chanel at Rugby Cup in France.
Oh my God. How could you have done that?
Like,
what is that? Like, because Zara's cheap and
high-low. Okay.
Okay.
Next one. Julia Fox haunted by Teresa Giudice's wedding hair.
That's awesome.
Last one. Tom Sandoval cries while pooping on Special Forces.
I saw that, too. That's an awesome headline. Yeah, what? What do you mean? I mean, do we have to watch that show?
Special Forces?
Yeah,
I think
to
so.
See him
it's
poop.
Like all those celebrities that are doing those crazy challenges.
Yeah, I don't really care.
You don't really care.
I mean, I want to see Tom Sandoval cry.
While pooping.
But I bet I can get a clip of that.
I bet you can.
Yeah. Yeah, Tom Sandoval is going to try and play the victim, right?
On Vanderpump Rules.
Just in general.
Oh, yeah. He, like, came out with a podcast, too.
Right. But I think, like, he got a lot of backlash.
Yeah.
And now I think he's going to be like, I've been through a lot. But, like, I'm not a big Tom Sandoval guy because I think he's super, like, calculated. And
yeah.
Like,
there
doesn't seem to be any honesty behind his eyes. But, like, I also do think a lot of people were like, kill Tom Sandoval. It's
yeah,
like,
no, that was
can you
intense.
Just chill? Like,
yeah.
He cheated on his girlfriend. Like, it was bad, but just come on.
Bad publicist, though, to tell him to go on this show, like, right after.
I think that this, if the goal is to make money, I think.
Yeah, I guess.
I think you go full Ville, you know?
Or maybe he's just trying to forget. He wants people to forget the image of him from the show and try to remember the image of him from this show.
Well, I think they talk about it on this show, all that shit. Mm. But I think you just that's the danger of reality TV, which is you start sharing your life and then, you know, that's how you make your money, and you just.
You can't. It's hard to go back.
To get out of it.
Yeah. And once you go full Ville, it's hard to come back from full Ville.
Well,
the housewives do it. I feel like the housewives, they go full Ville and get awful, and then they make up, and then you're like, oh, they're so funny and fun.
Yeah, because America, as much as they like to see someone, like the best is for them to be a hero.
Yeah.
And then fall to full Ville, but then we'll forgive you because right. We just want the fucking up and down.
Yeah. What's the best thing you ate this week?
Best thing we ate. Doo, doo, doo. No, we gotta come up with another. The best thing we ate.
The best thing we ate.
No. I'm just kidding. You can do that.
The best thing we ate.
For me, the best thing that I had this week was and I'll get specific. It was the Iberico pork skewer from Safi's in Little Armenia.
That was so good.
We went on a double date there and had a great meal. It was like a pork skewer, nothing fancy. It was like not a ton of seasoning on the actual meat, but it was cooked really well. And then like you grab some laffa and you dip it in the dipping and you know, it was so good.
It was delicious.
That was really, really good.
I had
good.
A bite of that. My favorite thing I ate this week, best thing I ate this week, was the kielbasa sausage that you made.
Shout out to Ina Garten.
We went to Target on Saturday morning for a little outing, and we saw Ina came out with a new cookbook. I went through the cookbook and chose this random, like, sliced kielbasa dish with roasted onions, fennel, and peppers, and Timmy made it, and it was bomb.
Very bomb.
Very bomb, and seemed pretty easy.
It was so
to
easy.
Do.
You just cut up the vegetables, roast them, add the kielbasa with some honey mustard. And like, it was it, dog.
So good.
And then you ate it.
I ate it.
That was great. All right. Well, what are you feeling for next week?
Like, what are my goals for this next week?
Yeah. Where are you at?
For me, I am trying to take every part of my day as just its own individual happening. Like, not look at a whole day and be overwhelmed by it. Like, look at each thing as it's, there's only one thing that can happen at a time, and not have anxiety about things to come. Like, only just think about.
You're talking about living in the present?
Yeah, but more just in terms of like schedule stuff. Like, it so much of the work week feels very scheduled.
Yes.
And so I'll look at the day and I'll look at it as a full and be like, oh my God, like there's so many scheduled things.
Three of five things I need to do today.
Yeah.
So you're just like, let me just get this done.
Yeah. So just looking at each thing as its own individual task to enjoy and get done. That's it.
All right. That's a good goal. Mm-hmm. Also part of simplification. And I think it's cool like to continue like a goal from the other week.
Yeah.
Know, keep it going.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm trying. I'm in that vein. I'm just down that road of
simplification, mm-hmm. living in the present.
Mm-hmm.
You know? What's my goal?
Stop picking up my nails.
That's ooh, second goal.
Big goal.
2B.
Really stop picking up my nails.
1A. I mean, I don't know.
you must have something that you would like to
accomplish. You know, for the last like however many years, YouTube has been my main work, and like it feels like that is coming to an end, even though I don't think the whole platform will come to an end for us, but like I would like to figure out like where that is going.
Uh-huh.
And like if it's not going somewhere, what is going to replace it?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, how am I going to, like, reinvigorate it or, like, whatever.
Yeah, just the plan with that.
Yeah.
You'd like to have some idea
yeah.
of
but really, goal. I mean, yeah. my goal is just kind of stay the course. Like, I have been exercising, like, 4 days a week, feeling good, like, eating well, sleeping well. I've been doing good stuff.
We have been. I've been sleeping so well lately. I feel so much better.
Sleep is big.
It's big.
Newsflash. Go to sleep.
Good night.
Good night. Yeah, well, just go to sleep right now. Unless you're driving. Everyone's driving in my mind. Just... Should we do like a sleep story for everyone who wants to go to sleep? It's like, you've arrived in Luxembourg on a train made of leather.
Of course.
You know that shit? And like, yeah. It's raining on the fjord.
Like, what? You spy.
It's a fjord.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is a fjord? New podcast, what the fuck is a fjord?
Sassy from the start.
As we bitch.
All right, Timmy. Another fun date night with you.
It is nice to spend time with you. I'm glad that we're married.
Me too. I'm so grateful. I wonder how other people feel in their marriages if they feel this happy.
I think you just caused at least a couple people to get divorced with just saying that. Because they're like, fuck, I don't feel that happy. Like, I deserve that.
Uh-huh.
And you do. Uh-huh. And sorry, Cheryl. You need to get out. Like, Bobby does not appreciate you. And if there is anyone listening named Cheryl who has a husband named Bobby, I think you have to get divorced. Okay. Don't you think so?
No.
No. Stay together, Cheryl and Bobby?
I don't know. I need to know more.
You need more context. That's fair. You need to know more context.
I just can't.
Well, let's bring them on the podcast if they exist.
All right, Cheryl and Bobby. Let us know where you are.
All right.
Bye.
Gotta go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you loved this episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I'd love to hear what you think and anything more or even less you'd want to hear about. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. If you want to know more about what I'm up to, you can find me on Instagram at Whitney Eve Port, my website, whitneyport.com, and my YouTube channel, Whitney Port. Peace in the streets.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.